advisory. Details on that coming up. Good morning. I'm Doug Lizette. This is the WPRO News at 8 o'clock. News broke late last night. The charges are expected as soon as Monday in the Russian election meddling investigation. This is that probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. As correspondent Omar Jimenez reports, this is the first sign that that five-month investigation has turned up something.
They are the first charges in this special counsel investigation from Robert Mueller into potential Russian meddling in the 2016 election. At this point, we don't know exactly what those charges are, but sources are saying that arrests could happen as early as Monday.
President Donald Trump does not like that the FBI and CIA demanded that thousands of files related to the JFK assassination stay classified. Trump is warning agencies he will release all of the files if they don't take seriously his order to minimize redactions or crossouts in these documents that have left historians and conspiracy theorists wondering what happened to JFK for decades. Spain has taken direct control of Catalonia, firing the region's defiant separatist government, this after Catalan lawmakers in the northeastern corner of Spain, which includes Barcelona, passed a declaration of independence they want out from the rest of Spain. But Spain responded by just dissolving Catalonia's parliament. Investigators and doctors are still trying to find out why the Las Vegas shooter opened fire on concert goers there. Correspondent Pat Piper tells us where the forensic probe is headed next.
Researchers are going to examine the brain of the Las Vegas gunman who killed 58 people earlier this month. Stanford University's Dr. Hans Vogel will lead the effort. Law enforcement has yet to determine a motive for Stephen Paddock opening fire on the crowd attending a concert, so doctors are going to investigate evidence of potential brain disorders.
In Rhode Island, the Department of Behavioral Health Care plans to move 25 psychiatric patients out of the Eleanor Slater Hospital. WPRO's Paul Zangari reports they're expected to go to a former building in the state training school complex.
Last summer's fight between residents of the training school and DCYF workers took place at the Roosevelt Benton building. After that scuffle, DCYF moved the young people out. But behavioral health care director Rebecca Boss says the Benton building has features that make it well-suited to psych patients who've had brushes with the law, including...
There's something called a Sally Port, which is actually a safe way to transition patients from being brought in to being admitted into the building. It's a fenced-in area that locks.
Renovations are needed, and Boss expects the Benton building to be ready by late winter or early spring. Paul Zangari, WPRO News.
Coming up, WPRO Sports, Traffic, Weather, and on the way next, Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Steve Pettirudi. WPRO News Time is 8:03.
White Cross Pharmacy's medication packaging system, the MedPack, aims to simplify the administration of prescriptions for patients or caregivers. With the MedPack, all your medications are organized into individual pouches that are clearly labeled with the med name and time to be taken. The MedPack eliminates the need for patient or caregivers to fill weekly reminder boxes. The best part is the MedPack is for everyone. Home-based clients, healthcare agencies, and long-term care facilities can all benefit from the MedPack. Call White Cross Pharmacy to learn more about the MedPack or visit whitecrosspharmacy.com.
Mid-State Gun Company is Rhode Island's premier public indoor shooting range. Our spacious facility offers 12 25-yard pistol, rifle, and shotgun lanes, a state-of-the-art clean air system, and the area's most extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Mid-State provides a wide selection of instructional courses, including Concealed Carry 101, offered each month. Concealed Carry 101 provides students with the legal advice needed to apply for the CCW permit, plus a certificate to qualify with our certified instructors upon completion. Call us today at 401-615-0669. Mid-State Gun Company, 1200 Ty Oak Avenue, Coventry, Rhode Island, and on the web at MidStateGuns.com.
WPRO Sports, the Astros have taken a 2-1 lead in the World Series by putting together a four-run second inning that helped them beat the Dodgers last night 5-3. Game four is tonight in Houston.
From the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center, here is your Burger King regional traffic.
And traffic is being sponsored by Burger King Mix and Match. Two sandwiches for just $6. Choose from original chicken sandwich, the big fish sandwich, and the Whopper. All part of the 2 for $6 deal only at Burger King, where taste is king. Following some delays, finally clearing through Attleboro, 95 northbound was stopped from 123 up past 295 to 152. There were two left lanes closed for repaving. Now, it looks like lanes are opening. Things are definitely thinning out. We're looking much better. But now there's some pavement debris coming up off of that and new paving and not finished. Not even all travel lanes are paved. So tonight we could see some more overnight work in this area. A best practice, just avoid this section by using Route 1. Looks pretty good right now. In and out of downtown Providence, nice and quiet on all the major highways. And when you see traffic problems, call the WPRO Providence Auto Body Traffic Tip Line 421-WPRO with your Burger King Regional Right Now Traffic. I'm Gina Brown on WPRO.
And from the Seascape Christmas Decor Weather Center, here's meteorologist Carl Babinski with the exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Doug, the weekend will be getting off to a nice start, but it'll have a stormier finish. Today, sunshine will mix with clouds. It'll be mild this afternoon, the high 68. Then tonight, becoming cloudy, low 55. Tomorrow, increasingly windy. Rain should arrive in the afternoon, the high 66. A flash flood watch will be in effect tomorrow afternoon through late tomorrow night. Also, a high wind watch tomorrow evening through late tomorrow night. So it'll become stormy, especially later tomorrow and tomorrow night with rain. And a wind gust of greater than 45 miles per hour that could cause damage, flooding of some streets, highways, and poor drainage areas possible. While it'll be in the mid-60s tomorrow, Monday, that rain will taper off early. It'll still be windy, clouds breaking for some afternoon sun, and a high of 59. With WPRO's exclusive AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Kurt Babinski.
It's 43 degrees at the weather station. I'm Doug Lizant, WPRO News. Now stay tuned for Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Steve Pettirudi. WPRO News Time is 8:07.
The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Intellectual Medicine. I am Dr. Pettirudi along with Shannon from Intellectual Medicine. Good morning to you all. It's a beautiful day out there in southern New England. A great day to buy pumpkins. That might be my favorite. One of my favorite things to do, Shannon, is buy pumpkins. They're just so cool.
I know. You're slightly really into them.
Well, I want to get a bunch of them. They're better in clusters. Well, today we're going to be talking about how to keep your face from aging. And we have as our guest the inventor of the Clarion, the nation's one of the world's most advanced intense pulse light devices. Now, if you don't know what intense pulse light is, and if you've never heard of photorejuvenation, then it's worth listening to because this is going to change the way age is defined, and it's going to change the way that faces age in general. We'll also be talking about some other topics in healthcare. A new immunization is out for shingles, and we'll be highlighting that. A study out on bariatric surgery and the 12-year outcome that's worth noting about, and then some updated information on statin drugs. But you know, today's a great day, Shannon. You realize that the economy grew at 3% for the past two quarters, a very robust rate. And you know, folks, we talk about that because our financial health ties into our mental as well as our medical health. And Steve Klampkin just had a sociologist on who was associating drug addiction with distress, one form of which is financial distress. So all of these things come together, and at Intellectual Medicine, we like to tie the threads into one whole. Now, today, folks, speaking of financial distress, drug addiction, and people dying young, nothing is tearing a hole through our youth more than drug overdose. Today is Drug Take Back Day in Rhode Island, where you can turn in unused drugs. If you go to your website, the Providence Journal Bulletin or the Department of Health will be listing where these sites are. They're throughout the entire state. Get in your medicine cabinet. Get rid of that three-year-old antibiotic you're holding on just in case. Get rid of that Vicodin that you got from your knee surgery 8 years ago that you're holding on to just in case. Unfortunately, a lot of drug addiction begins with youthful experimentation that starts from foraging through medicine cabinets and the like. So we can help chip in and cut down on this this epidemic and try to make it less available for our kids. But let's shift on and talk about facial anti-aging. This is a critical topic that we feel very strongly about at Intellectual Medicine. You know, our objective is to help everybody live 120 youthful years. Well, you want to live 120, folks, but you don't want to look the part. You know, Shannon, I once asked a patient in my practice many years ago, he's 95, and at the end of the appointment, I just wanted to know. I said, what's it like to be 95? He said, I got to tell you, doc, I look in the mirror, and I can't believe it's an old man looking back at me. He said, I feel the same. That struck me on a couple of levels, one of which is we don't really change inside. You're as young as you feel, or maybe as young as you look. I'm also impressed that I have yet to meet the patient that didn't care about their appearance. I don't care how old you are. One of the first things we all do in the morning is look in the mirror. And that appearance affects us. New studies out have correlated Botox and facial filler with a reduction in depression. A significant reduction. Now, who would have thought that? You get Botox for depression. It sure beats Prozac. The association has to do with satisfaction in our appearance, we believe. And we've borne witness to this many times in our practice. Sometimes aesthetic medicine, advances in facial anti-aging, are looked at as frivolous or vanity. Oh, you know, people make fun of it, really. And yet.
I think you hear often, well, it's so vain.
Yep. And it's a put-down, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
But people are aging differently. You know, once upon a time, normal aging included maybe losing your teeth. And then better oral hygiene led to an alteration in how we look as we get older. That's much less common now. Nobody would consider good oral hygiene to be shallow vanity. How about your face? How about maintaining its integrity, its youthfulness, its turgor, its bounciness? Take a look if you're at home listening. Don't do this if you're driving. But look at your skin under your forearm on the palmar side, if you will, face up. See how smooth it is and how it has homogeneous color? That's the same age as the face skin. The difference is ultraviolet. It's not an aging dynamic. It's a wear and tear. And folks, that can be reversed. My guest after the break is going to be Steve Almeida, the inventor of the Clarion, one of the nation's most advanced devices. We use it at Intellectual Medicine to stimulate facial anti-aging. So what makes a face look old? Well, there are units of the face, and when you're young, the face looks like one whole unit. The forehead, the cheeks, and the lower face, mouth, chin, they all look the same. They blend right in. It looks like a homogeneous whole. As we age, and women have this affect them more than men. Men just facially, men tend to age a little more slowly, but it affects us all. The upper third, the middle third, and the lower third of your face start to get lines of separation. Underneath the eyes, the nasolabial, and what's known as the marionette region below the mouth. So your face becomes segmented. In addition, those alterations and the lack of homogeneity becomes amplified by age spots. You know, those annoying little brown spots that pop up that you ladies try to cover with foundation? Is that what they do?
Well, concealer first, but then foundation. Sure.
Now, really, Shannon, did women use concealers when they're in junior high school?
Oh, gosh, yes.
They did?
Well, I'm pimples, not really for like spots, but.
All right, so good point. Everybody cares about facial appearance regardless of age. But with this new technology, you can change the way your face ages, and that affects mood, and that affects temperament, and it affects self-esteem and confidence. The face is your calling card. So when we come back, we're going to move from what we now know about mood, temperament, and facial aging and tell you what you can do. It's affordable. It's here at Intellectual Medicine, and it's a new way to age your face and prevent it from getting older. We'll be back after the break. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine.
Start your day and end your day with WPRO.
Full forecast details are coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Live and local. Informative and opinionated.
Thank you for giving me some moments here.
Plus the most updated news, traffic, and weather.
Sunshine today.
Traffic is still heavy, 195 westbound.
On the voice of Southern New England. News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Tune in to the Patricia Raskin Show at its new time on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m. A new time with the same great guests and the same great format. The program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. So tune in and call in to the Patricia Raskin Show on Saturdays from 3 to 4 on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO and streamed online at 630WPRO.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, guys. We want to talk about the permanent solution to hair loss so you'll never worry about it again. Seriously, this is it. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away a free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MEN to 85850. People all over the country trust Bosley for this permanent solution. But don't just take my word for it.
I'm sitting here with a full head of hair. It's unbelievable.
My experience with Bosley was amazing from start to finish. Thanks to Bosley, I got all my hair back. It's back. It's back in front, back.
By far, it was more affordable than I thought it could ever be, and by far the best decision I've made in my entire life.
Look, guys, this incredible offer could give you your hair back. Don't miss out. For a free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, text MEN to 85850. That's MEN to 85850.
This is Joe Pecoris, co-owner of the Kitchen and Countertops Center of New England. I've often wondered why people looking for kitchen cabinets and countertops go to a store that sells weed whackers and plywood. When KCCNE is New England's largest design showroom for kitchens and bathrooms with over 40 working displays and 3,000 square feet of installed countertops. We offer 10 cabinet lines and complete kitchens delivered in as little as 5 days. KCCNE has more than 500 colors of granite and quartz countertops to choose from and on-site fabrication with installation, so no middleman. Plus, our top-notch design team and industry professionals are at your service. Unlike the big box stores, KCCNE uses no subcontractors. And we even offer no interest, no payment financing. Next time you need a garden hose, you know where to go. But when you need cabinets or countertops, KCCNE is your place to shop. Kitchen and Countertop Center in New England, 125 Eston Avenue, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Or KCCNE.com. Kitchen and Countertop Center in New England. The difference is in the details.
Have you thought about hair restoration? Maybe looked into it, but keep putting it off? DiStefano Hair Restoration Center's Individual Graft Technique, or IGT, alleviates many of the concerns people have about hair restoration. It's a highly advanced, scar-free procedure that moves your own hair one follicle at a time without the use of scalpels or stitches, giving you a denser, a more natural look. DiStefano Hair Restoration Center is the only practice in New England that performs this unique IGT procedure. In fact, doctors fly in from around the world to observe their techniques. Call now for your free IGT consultation. Financing is available with payments as low as $119 a month. IGT is suitable for all hairstyles. It's less invasive with no scalpels, no stitches, no pain, and no visible scarring. So you can be back to work the next day. Plus, it's affordable on just about any budget.
Call 1-800-898-HAIR to learn more. That's 1-800-898-HAIR. Call 1-800-898-HAIR or visit checkoutigt.com for details.
Now back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Well, we are back. This is Dr. Steve Pederuti along with Shannon. And we are we'll be talking in a moment with Steve Almeida. Steve is a native of Bristol. He's an innovator, an entrepreneur. He has a brilliant mind, a devastating curiosity, and he's the guy that built a better mousetrap. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pederuti. Always a pleasure.
It's great. You can call me Steve, brother. That's okay. We've known each other long enough. It's great having you on. Hey, I gotta tell the story of how we met. It'll just take a second, but I was giving a lecture on weight loss. God, it had to be 20 years ago, and Steve's brother, Chris Almeida, is a physician, was in the audience, and he told me afterward, my brother invented a machine that gets rid of wrinkles and age spots. I said, you got to be kidding me. That sounds hokum. So I went to your brother's office, Steve, and I saw one of your prototypes, and I saw the results, and I was floored. It was real. And boy, you keep on making it better. Tell us a little bit, Steve, about in general, like how your machine works and how it helps to reverse aging.
Sure. The The device is actually in the genre of an intense pulse light saw. So I'm sure people are familiar with laser hair removal and such. And the way it works is the devices that are out there, what they do is they cause thermal damage to the human tissue. Again, whether it's high intensity focused ultrasound, radio frequency, laser, intense pulse light. You know, a lot of people think that the devices are actually making the skin better, but it's really the healing properties of the human body. What right. we're doing is we're actually projecting a controlled damage to the tissue and producing a specific predictable healing pattern.
Right. So your device imparts a thermal injury to the skin, and it turns on the body's own healing mechanism, enabling it to obliterate some wrinkles, some age spots, and build more collagen. Now, I know, Steve, that years ago they used to do this with lasers, and I remember the day when you went to the operating room, got general anesthesia, and your face looked like it got hit with a mallet for about 2 weeks. These devices, however, your device in particular, in the right hands, folks walk out a little pink, and then their face just starts to look better weeks afterward with little harm. And I know the difference between intense pulse light and lasers. Talk a little bit about that. Why is an intense pulse light, what's different about that than a laser?
Sure. A laser is it's a laser beam, and it's a single wavelength. And what intense pulse light is, it's actually generated by a photo flash. If you've seen the photo flash of a camera, it is that times 1,000. But what we do is we put filters in front of that to filter out specific wavelengths. So we can get the effects of the laser, but without actually the side effects of the laser. And, you know, part of what I did with my machine is, again, I'm sure you remember, Steve, back in, especially in the 90s and early 2000s, there was a lot of products that were causing some damage to the skin, and some of it permanent. And so what I did with my device is I tried to, I have several patents on technology that eliminates a lot of that. Part of that was the wavelengths that were being emitted by the device. Other parts are with ceramic reflectors because the metallic reflectors were causing focal points. So when you had a specific energy level inside your treatment area, yep. you would get some energy spots that were higher, some that were lower. So now with this technology, with the ceramic reflectors, you get a homogeneous dispersion of energy. So yep. again, for patient safety and also efficacy.
Yeah, no, I can vouch for what you just said, the idea that you have multiple patents that have made this equipment safer. It's still contingent upon the operator, that is to get the best result from it. But we've had phenomenal success. We've been using the products from Novalis for many, many years, decades even. And Steve, you just keep making it better. I want to emphasize to our listening audience that one of the beauty elements of the Clarion device that Steve Almeida's company manufactures and that we use at Intellectual Medicine is just what he said. It is incoherent light. It hits all different colors at once. So most people, just about everybody, has what's called dyschromia on their face, uneven color. And that makes your face look older, and it makes it look more wrinkly. And when you can obliterate that and smooth out the color, the whole face appears, well, more youthful. So, hey, Steve, tell us a little bit about the starting days. There you were, Steve Almeida from Bristol, Rhode Island, and you didn't have any particular engineering expertise when you were first developing this product. Tell me how that got started.
Sure. Actually, I was self-taught electronics when I was about 8 years old. I just I just had a fascination for it, and I just picked it up and started designing circuitry.
So wait. Just for the folks, kid, you're 8 years old and you're designing circuitry. You're self-taught. There was no internet back then. How'd you learn this stuff?
Well, back then it was books. And radio. And of course, Radio Shack. Buying components.
Books and Radio Shack. I love it.
Yeah, made my own circuit boards. So it's a lot easier now than it used to be.
Yeah.
So. And so what I did is that was sort of my passion, and my father actually worked for Honeywell, and he used to do a lot of business with Raytheon and Naval Underwater Systems Center, one day he came home with a circuit with a problem they were having with some color mixes that they were putting on the submarines, So they had a little black box fund, and so I actually designed some custom equipment for them and built it, and some of that was used on their submarines. That was back in the early 80s.
That was my first, I think I was in
11th grade at that time. So that was my first business, and after that I was an entrepreneur ever since.
Wow, so they were in 11th grade. You're in high school at that point, designing equipment and designing some things that are being used for Raytheon, the company that your dad was associated with. You must have realized then, Steve, that you had a special gift and talent. Was it hard to go to high school with all that knowledge that you had? You must have wanted to just bust out.
Actually, I did. I really enjoyed high school because I loved the social aspect of it. That aspect was, school was easy for me. Fortunately for me, and I also had great, great teachers, but also I really enjoyed the social aspect of it. So I try to balance my life with having fun, living, and also trying to make money and be successful.
It's great to hear that an entrepreneurial innovator like you could also find joy and happiness in high school with great teachers. Now, Steve, I know you're down there in Tampa, and you know how much I love you and your company and the things that you make. What can we do to get you back here to Rhode Island? Can we have our government throw some money at you? You know, they're throwing money around here like crazy. Did you know that? Millions of dollars. You know, we have an empty building. The Superman building? We'll give it to you. You want to come in and occupy it? You can bring a bunch of millennials with you. What do you think?
Well, Steve, I love the idea, but I'd love to do another project with you.
All right, man. I got to tell you, folks, this equipment, and the Clarion in particular, the equipment coming out of Steve's company, Novalis, down in Tampa, it is game-changing. You know what, Steve, it was interesting. I was just talking to Maya, our youthful producer. She had never heard of intense pulse light, nor photorejuvenation. And you and I think everybody already knows about this. So we get this question a lot at Intellectual Medicine. The question is this: how should I make my face age more slowly? What should I do to reverse the aging that's occurring? There's so much out there that it's dizzying. And I believe the most important part of the entire process is the consultation. It's applying the right tool to the job. And the beautiful thing about the intense pulse light, about the Clarion, is just about every age bracket can benefit as long as it's being directed at the right target. So the expectations have to be groomed. And what I love, and I consider your equipment and the intense pulse light to be a foundational element of facial anti-aging. I think just about everybody in our listening audience should be incorporating this into part of their life plan so that you start at a young age and you reverse aging and prevent it from happening. And the longer you do it, the better your face looks. I saw pictures of me 10 years ago. Now, Shannon, you can vouch for this. I think I look better now than I did 10 years ago.
I think you do. I think I'm doing a good job.
That's right. Well, I don't know. Either that's saying that I look great now or that I was god-awful back then and there was nowhere to go but up. I don't know. So, Steve, what's next? What's on the horizon? What's the new technology coming out?
Well, I've got another company subsidiary called Zion Med. I just rolling out, and it's got multiple products in it. One of them is the fractional CO2, vaginal rejuvenation, diode lasers. I have one that's a hydro spot. It's like a microdermabrasion, but it uses water and to deliver peptides, nutrients, and also moisturize the skin. That's really well. And the key is really in maintenance, and of course too is, diet and taking care of yourself, that helps with longevity of the skin. But of course, time watches on, UV damage, we have to correct that. So that's when, the intense pulse light's coming and fractional CO2 and other devices. But I really like the fractional devices and also the IPL. Because you can correct a lot and within a short period of time.
Now, well said, and we've borne witness to it over the past 15 years, and I've been applying it over that same time, and it's very cool when I tell people I'm approaching 59 and they're surprised. Hey, Steve, it was very gracious of you to spend this time with us. I can't wait to try out some of that new equipment, and we'll keep on working together because it's changing the face of America, brother.
Always a pleasure, Steve.
Likewise. That's Steve Almeida from Novalis Incorporated, a native Rhode Islander, an entrepreneur, innovative guy, just an exciting person doing cool things to keep our faces young. And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about how to keep our face young from the inside out and some updates from the field of medicine. So stay with us. Up next from the Revolution Softwash News Center is Doug Lazette.
Hi, good morning, Doctor. The Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, says he had nothing to do with a $300 million contract awarded to a small company from his hometown to help restore Puerto Rico's power grid. He said that any attempts by the dishonest media or political operatives to link him to that decision are untrue. The small company in his hometown got the big deal to go down to Puerto Rico and help restore power. Senator Bob Corker did not rule out a possible run in 2020 against President Donald Trump when asked by reporters, but the Tennessee senator says for now he is focused on the next 14 months. Corker spoke at his first public appearance since his latest round of feuding with Trump. Workers at a local library are learning how to respond to opioid overdoses. The Providence Community Library is teaching librarians how to administer the overdose reversal drug naloxone. Drug users often seek out the comfort and privacy of the library. State grant is paying for the needles and the medicine in these overdose kits. NWPRO Sports, the Astros take a 2-game-to-1 lead in the World Series, beating the Dodgers. Game 4 of the series is tonight in Houston. The Patriots play the Chargers tomorrow at Gillette Stadium. The kickoff is at 1, and the game is here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. From the Seascape Christmas Decor Weather Center, the exclusive AccuWeather forecast calling for a flash flood watch in effect for tomorrow into tomorrow night. Same thing for a high wind watch. It's going to be quite stormy on Sunday, particularly Sunday evening. First, though, we've got a nice Saturday to get through. Plenty of sunshine today, mixing with clouds, a high of 68, becoming cloudy overnight. And then tomorrow, we get that rain, the storminess, particularly Sunday night into Monday. High Sunday, under rainy conditions, 66 degrees.
From the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center, here is your Burger King regional traffic.
Traffic moving along much better in Attleboro. Big overnight delays, 95 north from 123 to 152, finally clear. There was some repaving. Not all lanes got repaved, though. And according to one listener, Bill, who called me on the WPRO Providence Auto Body Traffic Tip Line, which sponsors this report, you can call 2421-WPRO. He said that only, it looks like, the high-speed lane. It looks like there's still two lanes that are unpaved there, and not including the high-speed lane. Now, there's also some debris, some little bits of pavement coming up into the undercarriages. So maybe you want to avoid 95, that section through Attleboro. Route 1 will be your alternate. Looks good right now. And when you see traffic problems, call that WPRO Providence Auto Body Traffic Tip Line, 421-WPRO, with your Burger King Regional Right Now Traffic. I'm Gina Brown, WPRO.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO, has your chance to win two tickets to see Rhode Island Philharmonic's Handel's Messiah at the Vets December 16th. Listen to the Gene Valicenti Show Friday mornings for the Game of the Week, where you can call in and play to win. Don't miss your chance to see this Christmas tradition. Gene's Game of the Week is sponsored by Carjohn Air Conditioning and Heating. Live in a world of total comfort. And News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO.
As a New Englander, I was shocked to hear about the closing of our beloved Benny's. 31 stores being closed means the loss of over 700 adored employees. Euclid Financial Services is offering their expertise during their time of stress and transition. If you have questions about the best options for your 401k, pension, or retirement plans, speak to the Retirement Factory team at Euclid. They understand what you're going through, and they can offer comfortable, solid solutions. Call the Retirement Factory today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727.
Would you trust about the quality of surgery at a hospital, a friend, a relative, or maybe the hospital itself? In a case of surgery at Fatima Hospital, we let independent, objective, national quality monitoring organizations speak on behalf of our surgical excellence and patient safety. The quality of surgery and the safety of surgical patients at Fatima has been consistently accredited by many independent, national quality monitoring organizations. Here's why. The Surgical Pavilion at Fatima is among the most modern surgical facilities in our area. Our surgeons are all board certified, and some are nationally recognized in areas such as orthopedics, neurosurgery, and urology. So it's no surprise that Fatima Surgery was the first in Rhode Island to be nationally certified for hip and knee replacement, and more recently for complex spine surgery. National quality organizations trust surgery at Fatima, and you should as well whenever you or a loved one needs it. For more information, visit FatimaHospital.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Water Filter Company. Over the last few weeks, there have been news reports that actually listed Rhode Island cities and towns' contamination levels in their water. Then there were reports on toxic algae growing in the very water supplies that supply us our water. Now Brown University and the Department of Health will be conducting testing to look for contaminations that have never been identified or tested for before, but are most likely there because of our industrialized past. Well, I've been saying this for years upon years, and I'm going to say it again. The only surefire way you have to ensure the best water quality possible is to invest in one of our professional whole house or drinking water systems. It stands guard over your water quality 24/7. Are you worth making a one-time investment for a lifetime of clean, safe water and end all this insecurity forever? Well, then call Water Filter Company at 294-2400. 294-2400. Our website is waterfiltercompany.com because your water isn't going to get any better on its own.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Home Depot has ladders. Lots and lots of ladders. And now through the end of November, select ladders come right to your door with free shipping from HomeDepot.com. Select from a 6-foot step ladder, an extension ladder for higher projects, or maybe a 22-foot adjustable multi-position gorilla ladder. Step up to great savings on a new ladder. And now through November, get free shipping when you order on HomeDepot.com. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid on select ladders online only.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hey, gang, I am back. It's Dr. Pederuti here with Shannon, and today we've been talking about facial anti-aging. You know, I guess we could tie it into total body anti-aging, this connection between mind, body, mood, self-esteem, health and longevity. Everything kind of synergizes. And if you're wondering where to start, the answer is always with a reflective consultation. Should I address my weight loss needs first? When should I incorporate facial anti-aging? This depends on your budget. It depends on your goals and your age. We have people doing facial anti-aging who are in their 70s. There's never a point in time where you have to surrender to the inevitable process of aging. And a lot of this starts internally. We talk about nutritional health and hormonal health. You have to have the proper balance of hormones in order to build collagen, which is the rubbery stuff that underlies your skin. It keeps it taut. In addition, we've noted many patients reporting, Shannon, about their skin quality and their hair growth after getting intravenous infusions. People are noting that their hair grows stronger, better, and faster. In fact, many patients have even had their hairdressers commenting about that as well. Now, for my part, when it comes to facial anti-aging, man, I'm all in. I do the intense light therapies. Shannon, we do vampires and the Botox and botulinum treatments. And just to help you guys out, we have something special happening in Intellectual Medicine. Do we not, Shannon?
We do.
Well, calm down and just tell us about
it. No, I'm just feeling a little salesy today, you know?
Well,
it's not really our style, but I'm going to put it out there.
All right.
No, we do. We do have specials. You know, I think it's great to do every once in a while. So we were just talking about the IPLs. So you can do one, and they're $295, or you can do a package of three, which really is what's recommended to get the full benefit, and that's usually $595. But through December, you can do a package of three for $495.
That's great.
It is great.
It's a good way to get introduced to this whole line of medicine. Just to try to tie it all together, we want you to live your longest, look your best, and feel your happiest. That's our goal. That's why we exist. And that's why we're going to be in East Providence soon, folks. So hang in there. We're going to be there with all of our remedies, including weight loss, anti-aging, and hormonal therapies. But now, from the world of medicine, news about gastric bypass. A study from the New England Journal of Medicine showed that folks who had gastric bypass had a decreased rate of diabetes and hypertension. They always highlight the good part. And when you read the summary of the article, the abstract, what they left out was that on average, people regained 22% of their weight. And what they left out was that seven people in the gastric bypass group, that's 1.5% of them, committed suicide. 0% in the non-surgical group. Makes us wonder what's going on. We need longer studies and more information. And we maintain that surgery to treat obesity is putting a knife to a medical problem. That when you combine the right approach of hormonal treatments with neurotransmitter therapy combined with nutritional behavioral change, our success rate has been over 95%. And so far, our suicide rate in 15 years of doing this remains zero. There's something about getting yourself cut up like that that affects your hormones and affects micronutrients in a negative way. And we're not even talking about the long-term consequences. You know, Shannon, they just don't look at that. They don't in immunizations, they don't look at long-term consequence either. Now, there's a new shingles immunization out. It's called the Shingrix, and it's better than Zostavax, at least in its initial impact. They're recommending it for people over age 50. Now, I'm going to be 59 in May, 58 now, and I guess I'm a candidate for this. And here's why I'm not going to get it. And there are seven dissenters in the recommendation, in the decision to move forward with a positive recommendation. And their primary concern was unknown long-term consequence. Well, you know, I plan on living to be 120, so long-term consequence means a lot to me. Furthermore, shingles is a bad thing to get, but it doesn't kill you. You feel rotten for a while, but you recover. And I consider shingles to be an early warning mechanism of immunologic weakening. Think about it. That shingles virus is in your body from your youth, and it just blossoms again at some point later in life. The question to ask is why? And the answer to that is your immune system has become weakened gradually over time and maybe acutely due to stress. So if I ever get shingles, Shannon, I'm going to consider that a call to arms. That I'd be at increased risk of everything from cancer to infection, and it's going to be my way of knowing that, hey, I gotta up the ante and I gotta work harder at immune support and anti-aging therapy, because we know that yes, hormones play a role in your immune function, and we know that antioxidants play a role in your immune function, and we know that stress plays a role. So balancing all of these attributes can keep your immune system working great. And also from the world of medicine, they're just talking about hospitals, Shannon. Did you know that if you get admitted to a hospital on the weekend, you have a higher risk of death?
I'm not surprised.
Yep. Well, now,
no.
I'm not surprised either, because we both have been on the inside of hospitals, right?
Yeah. It's just the staff is different. I feel like it's more laid back. Things aren't immediate.
Yep. Everything kind of winds down. I mean, the folks at staff hospitals, they're human too, and they respond to a seven-day week like the rest of us. There's also earlier studies that show that the death rate and complications increase in June. You know why? Month of June. The new residents that just graduating medical school. Right?
Wow.
How'd you like to get admitted on the weekend to a teaching hospital and you look up from your bed and there's like Doogie Howser staring at you with his lips trembling? Right? I was that guy once upon a time. I remember my first night on call getting the call from the nurses. I was in a panic. Doctor, the patient is constipated. I'm like beads of sweat. We had no internet. We're thumbing through our little manuals. They didn't tell me about this in medical school. It's terrifying. So I don't know. You don't always have a choice about when you're going to be admitted to the hospital. But the real take-home point is this. Take care of yourself, right? Don't get admitted to the hospital. Do what you can to avoid it. Inevitably, there are moments where hospitals can be life-saving. But holy cow, it's a danger zone. And you best be on guard to make sure that you're not going to become a victim of what may occur next. How am I doing for time, Maya? Okay. A couple more minutes. Well, we got a couple minutes, Shannon. I wanted to weigh in on this whole protestation and flag issue. As many of you know, I'm a veteran. And I firmly believe in the joy and the right and the necessity of protestation. I mean, our country was born in protest. The burning of the Gatsby, the Boston Tea Party. Did you know, Shan, that when I was in sixth grade, I circulated a petition because we were being deprived of adequate physical education classes? And I got just about the entire sixth grade to sign that sucker. And one of my teachers cornered me in the hallway, put me against the wall, and said, "What do you think you're doing?" And I was scared, but I turned that petition in anyhow. Something about protesting creates a reaction, and it's necessary to move a democracy. But what about protesting in the form that it takes? What about our flag? Is it a target of protestation? I suppose it can be, right? It's a free country. It's a symbol of the country, and that symbol changes in meaning over time and experience. You know, when I was at Fort Benning, I was driving through Post on the highway, and a cannon went off, and all the cars stopped, and people got out of their car, and they all stood facing the same direction. You know, I kept driving. I had no idea what was going on, Shan. You know what was happening? They were all facing the flag. And that was a tradition there that I quickly adopted to, because I knew that if I didn't, I would be offending people. I'd be hurting them. And we stood outside of our car. Picture 95. Every car stops, and you salute in the direction of the flag. That flag came to mean more to me over the course of my experience. It's the flag that they put over my good friend's coffin when he came back from Iraq, having given his life, the only physician to have died in battle, Mark Conley. He's a great doctor and a better man. And that flag is the same one that they folded and handed to his wife. It's the flag that was on my father's casket. It's the flag that is in our house. It's the flag that will be on my casket. To some, it's a symbol worthy of protesting. To others, it's part of us. You know, I was at a high school game, and one side stood and faced the flag, hands over heart. The other side stood away, arms locked. I wonder if they knew how we felt silently watching. Ironically, it was a military appreciation night. So I honor protesting. I love the spirit. It's necessary in our democracy. But I wonder if they know what effect it's having. I wonder if they know that there's comfort giving to our enemy in a time of war. And I wonder if they know that there are veterans watching, feeling pain. I didn't know, driving through Fort Benning, that I should stop my car and salute. And when I knew, I changed. So freedom's there. They can protest as they will, and nobody can stop it. But I hope they'll think and reflect. Continue to protest, but let's stand united under one flag. We all bleed red. I'm Dr. Pedroni. This is Intellectual Medicine. We'll be back to medical topics right after this.
Crash is back.
This is great.
Get your nightly dose of sports talk, weeknights 6 to 9. The Crash Show.
The Crash Show.
All right.
On News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Looking for personal service for your auto and home insurance? Call Matt Gilson from MetLife.
With MetLife Auto Insurance, full glass coverage is available in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. For personal service for your auto and home insurance needs, you can reach Matt Gilson at 401-301-7392. That's 401-301-7392. Matt Gilson, your friendly auto and home insurance agent. MetLife Auto Insurance. All options are not available in all states.
You only need to flip on the radio or look at the newspaper today to see how important security systems have become. Hi, I'm Dave DeCamp of Double D Security Solutions. We can put your mind at ease with our services. We start with a free in-home or business inspection, from windows and locks to camera angles. Double D can not only help with security systems, but thermostat controls, water detection, remote locks, and so much more. Just call us at 737-2700 or check us out at ddsecuritysolutions.com. Double D, your dependable defense.
If you're thinking about the change in weather, JobLot is positioned to be your partner. We have heated blankets and mattress pads, flannel sheet sets, blankets, throws, energy-saving drapes, and our prices are the lowest around. We sell $40 department store slippers for $10. Purchase America's top brands of winter coats and jackets for less than half of what they sell for elsewhere. $100 Not Your Daughter's jeans are just $25. 50 to 90% savings on sweaters, jackets, pants, and knit tops from America's favorite department store. Men's and ladies' genuine leather gloves are only $6. Better casual gloves are $5. $20 scarves for $5. Men's and ladies' merino wool socks, $3.99 a pair. We have 20 different heaters and the best selection of all-purpose and industrial tarps in the Northeast. Get a lot more for a lot less at Ocean State Job Lot.
And it looks like this game's headed to overtime, folks.
Keno games all across Rhode Island are going into extra minutes with the newest gameplay option, Keno Overtime. Just check the overtime box on your Keno play slip, which doubles the price per wager, and you're in. After each Keno draw, overtime begins. The remaining numbers will disappear until only 10 are left. If your numbers match some or all of those overtime numbers, you could win cash prizes up to $500,000. Just check the overtime box on your Keno play slip to try Keno Overtime for an extra chance to win.
If you're looking for plumbing, heating, and drainage solutions, it's safe to say you need them right now. Well, don't waste any more time. Seekonk Supply has you covered. For over 50 years, Seekonk Supply has been the trusted source for plumbers, general contractors, and excavators. With a knowledgeable staff and prompt delivery, Seekonk Supply gets the job done right. Locations in Rehoboth, Providence, North Attleboro, and Bridgewater. Check them out at SeekonkSupply.com. Seekonk Supply. Never standing still, always on the move.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-3816. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-3816. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-3816. 1-800-400-3816.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hey, gang, we are back. I'm Dr. Pederuti, along with Shannon from Intellectual Medicine here at the Voice of Southern New England. Thank you for giving me that moment of expression on a last segment, bearing with me. You know, I sob at like commercials, so just how things roll here. But, and thank you for your faithful listenership. You know, Shannon, that our radio show in the latest ratings was up 25%.
I'm not surprised.
25%, that's awesome. Yeah, thank you for telling. Of course, it could mean we went from like 3 to 4 listeners.
I was going to say that, right. Look at that study a little bit more.
No. We have over 10,000 of you tuning in every week. And we honor your listening, and we hope that we're providing you with information of value as we move forward together. And in that spirit, Shannon, statin drugs, some of the most hotly debated drugs out there, many of you are taking them as we speak. Are they good for you? Are they bad for you? The answer is fully dependent on what your risk factors are. Now, most recently, a study found that in folks with other risk factors, such as excess weight, the statin drugs can increase your risk of getting diabetes by 30%. 30% increased risk of diabetes. There are other studies correlating statin drugs used in women who have never had a heart attack or a stroke with causing harm. So treating a number is psychologically comforting. Gee, Shannon, your cholesterol was 300. I'm going to give you a drug and make it 200. Feels good, doesn't it? I had a patient ask me, doctor, should my son, who's 14 years old, stay on statin drugs because he has high cholesterol? You must realize, folks, that cholesterol is not evil. It's there to produce hormones. It's there to produce neurotransmitters. Maybe some of you have high cholesterol because you need it, because your body's calling upon that to keep you hormonally and neurologically healthy. A 14-year-old has a developing brain. Who knows what a statin drug is going to do to that brain over the next 10 years? But we know there's absolutely no study showing benefit unless you already have heart disease or you're already diagnosed with diabetes. So I am not anti-statin. I, on the other hand, am very conservative with its use. Its value is overplayed. The drug value, the drug culture is overplayed. I told you a moment ago about a surgical study in the summary of which they left out the fact that there was an increased suicide rate. There's a tendency to reinforce the facts that comfort us in our preformed conclusions. And there's a tendency to ignore uncomfortable data or circumstances that we just don't know what to do with. Shannon, how many times have we had people come in talking about their obesity and noting that nobody else ever addressed it as a topic worthy of treatment?
Oh, all the time. But they don't know what to do. They have, what, 6 minutes in the room?
Yeah.
How are you going to address it?
You got these folks with the number one killer today, the number one cause of premature death, morbidity, mortality, is obesity, and we are, as a medical community, we're ignoring it. Except, you know, we have a successful cure for this at Intellectual Medicine. It drives me nuts. I went to the hospitals in the area once upon a time, and I tried to get them interested in what we're doing. And I said, you know, if we taught this technique and this approach to primary care medicine throughout the state, we could obliterate obesity. A big yawn transpired. You know, there's just nothing in it for them. These poor hospitals, they're businesses too, right? They got to stay busy. They got to stay in business. How does a hospital stay in business? Well, they don't stay in business by keeping you healthy.
Come on, they had a billboard, lap band surgery or whatever it was on 95.
Yeah, whatever it is. Most profitable thing, right? Mm-hmm. I had a patient came once, preoperative weight loss, referred by her surgeon. She was going to get knees replaced, Shan. Lost 100 pounds. Her knees felt great. She canceled the surgery. The last time I ever got a referral from that doc. It's just not incentivized. There's nothing in it for hospitals. Now we know the hospital in Pawtucket Memorial is closing. It's a change dynamic. It's creative destruction. Health is no longer found in hospitals. That's a last gasp resort. Health is found in what you do every day. It's found when you partner with your health expert, and that can be a nutritional expert. It can be a chiropractor with advanced knowledge. It can be an MD or a DO that is practicing an advanced form of medicine. We call that intellectual medicine. You know, Shan, some doctors are practicing it. They don't even know it. They just fall into it because it's their spirit to do that. So we push on. We're trying to alert people to what can be altered. Another study found 63 million Americans have been exposed to unhealthy lead levels in their water. And did you know, I found this out recently, and this is startling to me, that the EPA will pass a town's water source as being approved even if 10% of the sites they test have unhealthy lead levels. 10% can have lead levels that the EPA considers dangerous, and still the town will pass. Folks, you cannot avoid this stuff. They found cadmium and lead in baby food. How's it get there? It's everywhere. We do this heavy metal testing frequently, and people are surprised See, I haven't had exposure. I don't work in a factory. The lead's in the dirt, in the air, it's in the water. It grows into our food. It accumulates in our body, and it causes brain corrosion and heart disease. The take-home message is be accountable to your health. Take the next step. Facial anti-aging. Check those lead levels. Keep yourselves alive. You listeners are the backbone of America. The folks that listen to Intellectual Medicine, we want you to live 120 years. Not necessarily everybody, but you. So until next week, folks, thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Steve Pettirudi along with Shannon. This is Intellectual Medicine on the Voice of Southern New England, WPRO. And up next, Big Blue Bug with Tony DeJesus.
WEAN-FM Wakefield Peacedale. This is the Voice of Southern New England with news, talk, and Gresh talking sports at night. Time for the latest news, traffic, and weather from the Revolution Softwash News Center on WPRO. Providence, a Cumulus station.